Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. What are some ways that you can communicate? Most marriages have pretty good communication, but some of them may have a little difficulty in communication. So there are five levels of communication. Number one, cliche communication. It allows you to remain safely isolated and alone. It is restricted to greetings and comments that express no opinions, feelings, or real information. It's, hi, how are you? Fine, thank you. It's just simple, basic. Number two, fact communication. Consists of only of the objective discussion of facts, gossiping, or data analysis. It holds at arm's length. Last night, the weatherman said, we'd have more rain today. That's an example of a fact one. Number three, opinion. Opinion communication involves sharing ideas and opinions that will help a person open up as he expresses what he really thinks. I'm really getting concerned about the garbage put on television and what it's doing to young people's minds. That's an example. Well, they're concerned, so it's an opinion. It's not a fact. Number four, emotional communication means sharing feelings and emotions leading to the true communication, conveying one's hopes, fears, dislikes, aspirations, disappointments, joys, sorrows, needs, dreams, failures, desires, stresses, sources of fulfillment, discouragements, and burdens. Emotional is how you feel and how you react with the emotions. Number five, no barriers. Communication is complete emotional and personal truthfulness. It is sharing your heart as a way of life. An example, I'm tired this week, so I guess I'm more sensitive. When you made that comment about my housekeeping, I felt hurt and angry. It's just you expressing how you feel, and you're taking responsibility for being out there. You're taking responsibility for saying something you should not have maybe said. So how can you work together on this? We may have disagreements. We may have arguments. When a disagreement arises, it may get out of hand if not handled correctly. Some tips to handle it in a positive way could be, don't criticize or belittle, and talk about it. Lower your voice, don't raise your voice. Be empathetic. Don't play the blame game, and recognize what is wrong. Apologize, don't be afraid to take the first step back. Forgive and forget. Give hugs. Listen to your heart, not your emotions. Remember that love is stronger than any disagreement. Now think about your last disagreement. Put yourself in your partner's shoes and try to feel what they felt over whatever the issue was. Reverse sides and talk to one another as if you're arguing one another's points. And then bear this in mind the next time an argument arises. And work together at it. Don't throw out insults, don't throw negative thoughts, and don't bring up stuff from the past. Work this out and communicate in a loving, kind way. This is Dr. Lisa Kassman again with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You.